Deus in adutorium meum intende.
Domine ad adjuvandum me festina.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Adeste fideles, laeti triumphantes, venite, venite in Bethlehem. Natum videte Regem Angelorum. Venite adoremus, venite adoremus, venite adoremus Dominum. Deum de Deo, lumen de lumine, gestant puelle visera. Deum verum genitum non factum. Venite adoremus, venite adoremus, venite adoremus Dominum. Cantet nunc io chorus angelorum, cantent nunc aula celestium. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Venite adoremus, venite adoremus, venite adoremus Dominum.
He comes in splendor, the King who is our peace. The whole world longs to see him. Praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. May the name of the Lord be blessed, both now and forever. From the rising of the sun to its setting, praised be the name of the Lord. High above all nations is the Lord, above the heavens his glory. Who is like the Lord our God, who has risen on high to his throne, yet stoops down from the heights to look down upon heaven and earth. From the dust he lifts up the lowly, from his misery he raises the poor, to set him in the company of princes, yes, with the princes of his people. To the childless wife he gives a home, and gladdens her heart with children. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord Jesus, Word of God, surrendering the brightness of your glory, you became man, so that we may be raised from the dust to share your very being. May there be innumerable children of the church to offer homage to your name, from the rising of the sun to its setting. He comes in splendor, the King who is our peace. The whole world longs to see him. He sends forth his word to the earth, and his command spread swiftly through the land. Oh, praise the Lord, Jerusalem, Zion, praise your God. He has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed the children within you. He established peace on your borders. He feeds you with finest wheat. He sends out his word to the earth and swiftly runs his command. He showers down snow white as a wool. He scatters hoarfrost like ashes. He hurls down hailstones like crumbs. The waters are frozen at his touch. He sends forth his word and it melts them. At the breath of his mouth the waters flow. He makes his word known to Jacob, to Israel his laws and decrees. He has not dealt thus with other nations. He has not taught them his decrees. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, you established peace within the borders of Jerusalem. Give the fullness of peace to your faithful people. May peace rule us in this life and possess us in life eternal. You are about to fill us with the best of wheat. Grant that what we see dimly now as in a mirror, we may come to perceive clearly in the brightness of your truth. He sends forth his word to the earth, and his commands spread swiftly through the land. The eternal word born of the Father before time began, today emptied himself for our sake and became man. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of man. He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend, in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth. And every tongue proclaim, to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The eternal word born of the Father before time began, today emptied himself for our sake and became man. When the designated time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to deliver from the law those who were subjected to it, so that we might receive our status as adopted sons. Today you will know the Lord is coming.
Today you will know the Lord is coming.
In the morning you will see his glory.
The Lord is coming.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Today you will know the Lord is coming.
When the sun rises in the morning sky, you will see the King of Kings coming forth from the Father, like a radiant bridegroom from the bridal chamber. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. When the sun rises in the morning sky, you will see the King of Kings coming forth from the Father, like a radiant bridegroom from the bridal chamber. Christ Jesus emptied himself and took the form of a slave. He was tested like us in all things and did not sin. Now let us worship him and pray to him with deep faith. By the power of your birth, comfort those who are saved. You came into the world heralding the new age foretold by the prophets. Give your holy people the gift of renewal in every generation. By the power of your birth, comfort those who are saved. You once took on the weakness of our human condition. Be light now for those who do not see, strength for the wavering and comfort for the troubled heart. By the power of your birth, comfort those who are saved. You were born into poverty and lowliness. Look with favor on the poor and comfort them. By the power of your birth, comfort those who are saved. By your birth, bring joy to all peoples with the promise of an ending life. Give joy to the dying through the hope of heavenly birth. By the power of your birth, comfort those who are saved. You came to earth to lead everyone into the kingdom. Share your life of glory with those who have died. By the power of your birth, comfort those who are saved. Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. God our Father, every year we rejoice as we look forward to the feast of our salvation. May we welcome Christ as our Redeemer and meet him with confidence when he comes to be our judge, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Ama Redemptoris Mater, quae per via Caeli porta manes, et stella maris succure carenti, surgere qui curat populum. genuisti, natura mirante, tuum sanctum genitore. Virgo prius ac posterius, Gabrielis abore, sumens illudave, peccatorum miserere.